Reagan Rinchuso. She is a member of the Multicultural Leadership Program. And as you know, we have Linda Bolivar on here as a regular guest, the executive director of MCLP. And she wanted to send over some of the people who are involved in the program who are working on their individual team projects. And we'll have Reagan explain what that means. But Reagan is someone who works over at Heartland Community College. All the people that work in MCLP or are enrolled in MCLP, they're professionals from different walks of life with different career paths. And this is their chance to become better leaders. So, Reagan, welcome to WJBC.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Let's remind everybody what MCLP is all about.
The Multicultural Leadership Program of McLean County is a program that seeks to develop leaders and to help us engage the power of diverse perspectives to improve our community and our world. So we learn leadership skills, but we also learn some introspective skills, like how we learn best, how we communicate, our effects on others, our effects on the world. And then we also are brought into contact with people all over the community, whether they have boards that we could serve on, whether there's volunteer opportunities, whether there's just ways to make private-public partnerships. So it's really a way to get engaged in our community, make a difference, and do it with an attitude of servant leadership.
What do you do over at Heartland?
I am the coordinator of marketing at Heartland Community College. So I do a lot of the writing and ad planning and strategy and social media and that kind of thing.
And what compelled you to join MCLP?
I had been in my job at Heartland for a while now, about 12 years, and, you know, I thought it was an opportunity for me to learn some new things and to get more involved in my community. I recognized a lot of names around the area, but didn't really come into contact with a lot of folks. And so I thought, you know, I really want to be able to make an impact on my community. And I thought MCLP would be a great way to teach me how to do that.
All right. And you're also joined here today by another member of your project team, Carol Carlson, right?
Mm-hmm.
And both of you are working to help create a camp. This is your project at MCLP for this year, creating a camp for kids with asthma. So let me ask you, Carol, you're a teacher over at ISU. You're in the fine arts program, right?
Mm-hmm.
What compelled you to get involved in MCLP?
I had known several members of previous classes, and I felt like it was a really worthwhile program, and it had a lot of impact on people's leadership skills and also just their personal journey, and that was something I wanted to explore for myself.
Okay, let's talk about your project. There are how many people on your project team?
There's five.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so how did you come up with the idea of creating a camp for kids with asthma? Where are you? And these are real. These are going to happen. These are real things that are going to happen.
Right.
This is not like a simulation.
No.
So
no.
Even though the program is something that's extra in your lives, it's something that you want to do. It's not a drill.
Mm-mm.
Right?
No. We will be planning this real camp. For our project, our sponsor, which is Illinois Heart and Lung Foundation, we're working with Kathy Franklin over there, they had a real vision, a real strong vision of what they wanted. They had some data from the iPlan health assessment saying that childhood asthma was a problem in the community. And they are the Illinois Heart and Lung Foundation, and they've spent most of their time up until now working on the heart side. They're really involved with the AEDs that they get into buildings and institutions and businesses around town. And now they wanted to do something a little bit more on the lung side. And so they wanted to start with this childhood asthma. And so that's when they said, we have an idea, we just don't have the manpower. And that's when Carol and I and the rest of my team joined in and took it from there.
All right, so where is the project and what is the plan? Where will this camp be? Where will it take place?
These are all things that that our team is exploring because we don't know exactly. We have a set of parameters that will help us determine what's going to be the best location. We want it to be accessible. We don't want people to have transportation barriers. So we're exploring all these options, and it likely will be held in June when kids are out of school so that they can have more access.
All right. Reagan was talking about the vision that the Illinois Heart and Lung Foundation has for a project like this. What is your team's vision for the activities at the camp and what the kids will experience?
Luckily, we don't have to reinvent the wheel with this. So one of the first things that we did is a lot of secondary and primary research. And some of the secondary research, we found that there are a lot of camps like this across the country. There just aren't any in our area. There's none in central Illinois. I think, didn't we find one in the Chicago area was the closest?
Yep.
So we went in and did a lot of research on what activities and formats that they came up with. And so we kind of modeled ours based on that. So we have a selection of activities. Some are a little bit more active where kids get to run around and be kids, but they don't have to be the different one if they have to take a second and catch their breath or use their inhaler or whatever. And then we have more calm and sitting activities like arts and collage making and stuff like that. So we like to balance both of those things out. And then throughout the day, we want to infuse some educational things. Like, this is a good way to control your asthma, or these are triggers that might set you off. So we want it to be a fun day, but we also want them to take away some knowledge for both them and their parents.
What do you envision the age range being of the kids at the camp?
That the Illinois Heart and Lung Foundation has determined it's probably going to be best for 8 to 12-year-olds. And their goal, I think, is to limit or reduce the number of school absences and also trips to emergency rooms. So that's part of the mission of the camp.
And would this be a day camp where they'd come every day for how long?
Well, right now, because it's the first one, we're going to try to take off a little bite at a time. We're planning a one-day camp for this first year. But I think the folks at Illinois Heart and Lung would like to eventually see it maybe turn into a week-long camp. But it would be a day camp. We're thinking somewhere around like hours 8 to 4, give them a whole day of experiences, but not to overwhelm folks with our first year out.
We're speaking with Reagan Rinchuso and Carol Carlson, who are two members of the Multicultural Leadership Program. They're on the same project team. It's a project team that's tasked with creating a camp for kids with asthma, and their group that they're working with is the Illinois Heart and Lung Foundation. So you've got this idea, and you've got the blueprint for it. And so I guess I'm guessing that now it's a matter of jumping through all the hoops, lining up the support and the other, you know, logistics that you need to do, including a site. How are you coming along on that? A site for the camp.
Carol's been working on that.
Yes, I have. We're coming along. I think we have several really good options, and we have to determine first if the site is available on the date, which the Heart and Lung Foundation will determine is the best date. So we're kind of going along trying to work on both ends to figure out what's available when we need it. So we want some green space. We want a couple of different rooms for these various activities. We're hoping to feed a couple of meals, so we'll need some places for eating and also some technology. So whatever facilities might have those different components, that's what we're going to use. And Illinois Heart and Lung Foundation will make the final determination. So we're providing the options for them to choose.
And, of course, since this is a project in MCLP, you've got a deadline.
Yes.
How far along are you on the project, and when does it need to be completed?
This is crunch time. We have to have our final presentation done at the end of February.
Oh, yeah, it's coming up.
So, yeah, we've been working on this since early October, I think.
Yep.
And I feel like we're in a pretty good place. I mean, ask me on another day, I might have a different answer. But we've got a lot of the components of the blueprint in place. We're kind of waiting on a couple of details for people to get back to us. In addition to the location, we're thinking, okay, who can we contact to cater? And is it going to be affordable to cater with these people? And what type of supplies are going to be needed to do the activities and the games and that sort of thing. What kind of volunteers are going to be available? One of our other teammates, Beth, has been working with doctors and nurses and health department and school nurses to get some volunteers to work the camp. So there's a lot of moving pieces, and I think they're kind of finally coming into shape. So we'll be giving our presentations. When is that presentation? First weekend of March, I think?
Yep,
March. We'll be doing a presentation. All of the teams in MCLP will be doing their final presentations, and it's an event where the community is invited, and they can kind of come and see what our vision is. And some of these things will have been in place and implemented, depending on what your project is. Our implementation will happen outside the scope of the MCLP timeline. But, yeah, these are going to be real things in the community.
Well, it sounds like you've found something, you've targeted something where there's a need here, since there isn't any such camp in this area for kids with asthma. And you never know if it goes off well. It could grow into something mm-hmm. that happens every year and maybe grows into a longer event for them, right?
I think that's
because they're
the
so
hope.
Restricted in what they can mm-hmm. do and where they can play. And I know their parents are always concerned mm-hmm. about just setting them free because they don't know what, you know, could happen. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. I actually have asthma myself.
I was going to ask you guys if you had knew anybody who suffered with asthma.
Yeah, we did some
research.
It's
very common.
It is. It's more common, I think, a lot of people think.
In fact, there are people that have it that don't realize they have
yes.
it. They just don't have yes. a serious form of it.
And that was probably me. Like, I didn't realize I had it. I was super involved in sports my whole life, and I wasn't diagnosed with asthma until I was an adult. But, yeah, we talked to some parents of kids who have asthma and kind of asked, okay, what kind of things would you be looking for, both educationally and activity-wise? What would your kids really get out of something like this? And so that's kind of where we started.
When you were growing up, now looking back on it, not knowing that you had asthma, what were your symptoms?
Coughing a lot more than I mean, it was just normal for me. And people would sometimes be like, are you all right? Do you need a glass of water? I'm like, no, I'm fine. And as an adult, I learned that, you know, when there's a lot of coughing, especially after some activity or coming in from the cold or whatever, it's typically a sign of there's something with my lungs. They're constricted. I also have a lot of allergies, and a lot of times asthma comes out of that. And so it was just all connected, but I didn't put the pieces together until I was an adult.
So this project for you is personal.
A little bit,
it means
yeah.
a little bit more than it might to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Carol, what about you? Do you know anybody other than Reagan, of course, who deals with asthma?
I think I have some students that have asthma, and they deal with it as singers. And so
very difficult.
It is really important to learn how to manage that. And especially for little ones, they don't know what's causing it. They just know that they can't do things. And mm-hmm. so this is we're just hoping that it can turn into something that will improve quality of life for them when now, but then also as an adult as they grow.
Yeah, my wife has respiratory issues. I don't think she has asthma, but oftentimes the doctor, you know, she just was sick here this winter, mm-hmm. and the doctor prescribed an inhaler. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times she's dealing with similar things that someone with asthma would deal with. Yeah. So maybe she's got some things that are related to asthma, but she's known that. And so she's careful about that. She has somebody else in her family who actually does have asthma. Mm. So we've kind of been around it, and it really can wind up being very restricting to a person.
Mm-hmm. It can. And imagine if you're a kid and you're just wanting to go out and play with your friends.
And
you don't understand it. And you have to, like, sit out, and you have to go over and maybe catch your breath. And you're that different kid, you know, at that moment. And so at this camp, one of the things that we wanted to make sure was nobody was that different kid that day. Everybody was the same, and people understand if you have to go take a puff of your inhaler or if you have to sit down for a few minutes or if you have to grab a drink of water or something. So I think that's going to be something that's going to be really great for the kids.
All right. So you guys are closing in on your final presentation for your project for MCLP, and that's going to take place here at the end of February, right? Or that's your deadline.
That's our deadline.
Your presentation will be first week of March.
Right, March 3rd.
And that's coming up here real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's good to meet both of you, Reagan Rinchuso and Carol Carlson. Carol, you spell your name with a K, and that keeps throwing me off.
I know. It happens all
sheet.
The time. And the Y gets in people's way also.
I see the Y, and I want to say Kayla, but obviously it's not. It's Carol. They are with Multicultural Leadership Program. It's great to meet both of you. And
nice
good luck.
You.
This is such a great project.
Thank you.
Maybe you'll have such success with the camp that it'll stick in the community, and then we'll have one here.
Yeah.
And you never know what that could lead to.
No, and, you know, once the finalization gets done and IHLF is ready to take it and run with it, you can probably find the information about the camp on the Illinois Heart and Lung Foundation website, which is IHLF.org. And the camp will be called the Attack Asthma Camp. So they've told us that it will be prominently featured on their website. And if you are a parent or if you know a parent of a kid in that age range, 8 to 12, who has asthma, be on the lookout for it.
Well, when that all happens and they've got it scheduled and they know a day and all the logistics are in place, one of you or one of them, have you come on the radio show and we can talk about the event itself.
Great.
And what gratification for both of you and your colleagues on your project team when this thing happens and you're helping these kids.
That would be great.
Yeah.
We'd appreciate it.
All right, good. Good to meet both of you.
Likewise. That's, thanks for your time
Carol
tonight.
Carlson and Reagan Rinchuso from Multicultural Leadership Program of McLean County.